This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Later today, the U.S. Senate will begin debating a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill after Democrats made late changes aimed at ensuring they could pull President Joe Biden's top legislative priority through the divided chamber. Democrats were hoping for Senate approval of the package before next week, in time for the House to sign off and get the measure to Biden quickly. The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie in her role as Senate President, underscoring that Democrats had virtually no margin for error in trying to get the bill through. Republicans argued the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions. New protests against the coup in Myanmar erupted on Friday, with demonstrators taken to the streets of Mandalay in defiance of the country's military rulers. Security forces have cracked down violently on some of the protests, killing up to 38 people earlier this week. In response to the violence, the Biden administration added two conglomerates and Myanmar's Ministries of Defense and Home Affairs to a trade blacklist, meaning U.S. supplies will have to obtain hard-to-get licenses in order to ship certain items to Myanmar. The two companies are among those controlled by the military. Thomas Andrews, the UN human rights investigator on Myanmar, said the Security Council during its meeting today needs to impose a global arms embargo. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Small tsunami waves triggered by a series of powerful earthquakes hit the east coast of New Zealand's North Island earlier today, and authorities said thousands of residents who had evacuated to higher ground could now return to their homes. Officials had warned that waves could reach 10 feet above high tide levels after the quakes, the strongest a magnitude 8.1. But the largest waves have now passed, and the National Emergency Management Agency said it downgraded the threat level. There were no immediate reports of major damage or casualties from the quakes. A decade ago, a magnitude 6.3 quake struck, killing 185 people in the South Island city of Christchurch. After a four-day hearing, a Hong Kong court ruled on Thursday that 47 pro-democracy advocates accused of subversion under a national security law must remain in custody. As the court proceedings continued into the evening, some of the supporters who had gathered outside held banners, chanted banned slogans. Police responded by raising a purple flag to indicate the crowds they were violating the security law. 47 defendants were part of a group of 55 pro-democracy figures who were arrested in January during pre-dawn raids in connection with Hong Kong's unofficial primary elections held last January. The vote allowed residents to pick opposition candidates ahead of legislative council elections that were to have been held last year but were postponed. The remaining eight people have not yet been charged. And Pope Francis is making a historic visit to Iraq today. Iraq's elite security forces deployed to the streets of Baghdad hours before the Pontiff's first visit to the country. Pope Francis heads to Iraq to urge the country's dwindling number of Christians to stay put, help rebuild the country after years of war and persecution, brushing aside the coronavirus pandemic and even security concerns. Francis and the Vatican delegation will be in Iraq until Monday. And President Joe Biden has asked senior officials to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border and brief him on the government response to the influx of unaccompanied minors and steps to ensure their safety and care. A White House spokesman said the timing of the visit would remain confidential because of security and privacy concerns. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.